I'm not mad at Burger King anymore.
No. That got you over the hump.
Yep, sure.
It has been years.
No, 16 years old, 56 years old. That's 40-year vendetta is done.
After only 2 weeks.
Yeah.
After only 2 weeks.
Some of the comments on YouTube. Let's see here. it's the king of BK. Awesome. BK, have it your way. Guys, that was freaking awesome. Chicken sandwich, top shelf. Let's see here. Can you tell him what, let's see here. This is great. Can't wait to see Miles dressed up in his old BK outfit.
I hope we can get that done, man.
I don't think I can fit into it anymore. What else
we'll let him know your size.
Probably the wildest thing I've ever experienced in my career. That's from Mike Hawk.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyone remember the BK chicken sandwich ad with the song All Right Now? Who was that? Free? Paul Rogers, I think, maybe?
I don't think they had.
I should have told him to bring back the international Italian one.
He did ask, man. You had his ear.
Rodeo Burger's awesome. This is great. Fries, double cheeseburger, and a soda. My go-to at BK. I always get onion rings if I go to BK. Love getting the crown as a kid. That was a great call on the BK onion ring question. Because
dropping it in the fries.
Yeah, that always excited me.
It still does. You're always happy.
Well,
that's
what I'm saying. Look, obviously, it's got to be a mistake. But I was like, I'm going to have
Well, there's a divider.
We got him.
There's a divider in the bin. So,
sure.
You know, when you're pouring the basket in,
a couple are going to fall over the side.
Because they're round and they roll.
But you're always happy that they do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think until about the age of 25, I was one of those people like, the only onion rings are like Burger King's.
Yeah, I was kind of there with it.
Because as a kid, you go to like a restaurant and there's like that whole onion pulls out.
Yeah,
and you're like,
always.
It's weird.
Every time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see here. You drive by the BK in Bury and you can always smell the heavy flame broiling emanating from the place.
That BK is always packed, man.
Yeah.
My buddy lives over by that BK. I drive by it a couple times a month. I'm always like, people love that BK.
I'm 46. I still get a crown. I think if I was eating in the restaurant,
I would get a crown.
I would get a crown and put it on my head.
Yeah.
Also says that smell makes your mouth water. King almost looks like the most interesting man.
He does a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the most interesting king.
Dude, that guy spent years at Domino's, too.
Who did?
Tom.
Oh, he did.
Oh, did he? Oh, you're doing the research on him?
Yeah.
All right, so what's his story? Since the guy called in. So, again, I guess the morning Taryn left a voicemail with him, he calls back, doesn't realize it's a radio station. Just keep that part in mind. He didn't know he's calling into a live show. So he has all those communications people around him who I guarantee you their ass is puckered when they realize, dude, you're about to go live on the radio. You thought you were just going to talk to an individual. And as far as people going, how does the morning show feeling about you guys still in the interview? Look, we don't know what they had planned. According to him, Taryn was asking for like shirts and stuff like that. He was just trying to return her phone call. So we did get the email from Miggs who just said, this is great.
Yeah. How pissed is the morning show you guys are doing this interview? I don't think they are. I think they think it's as funny as we do.
Yeah.
This is just radio and YouTube gold right here. What else? Story of Dane Cook. Oh, he worked at a BK lounge. That is hilarious.
The hell's a BK lounge?
That's what he called.
Called
it the BK lounge.
All right.
Yeah. So this Tom guy spent 3 decades at Domino's before he joined Burger King.
All right.
Okay. Well, I love Domino's. I think their thin pizza is some of the best. Deep dish, pretty good too.
You mean Domino's?
I'm going to have to give BK a shot again. Local store has sucked for ages. Yeah, give him a shot.
Well, let him know.
I've been going there for their breakfast sandwiches are great.
Hey, look, the morning show happened to call him. Miles reported that we talked about it last week. You could find it on social media. You could find the number. That's the whole point.
Right.
He wasn't kidding when he said he's always wanted to because we were 15,000 phone calls.
And the guy called the store in Arizona to say, hey, give the kids the gold crowns. I mean, like, that's getting it done.
All right, let's get back on track on our question. What do you think made you sick? 206-803-ROCK. Hopefully no one's calling about Burger King.
Yeah, we didn't tell them what we were talking about.
Yeah.
That is a little bit ironic.
Hey, what made you sick? Most of it's food. And then here you are, hey, president of Burger King.
That's well, crazy. And you'd have to think, with that many restaurants, it's going to happen.
Well, yeah.
It's inevitable.
I mean, look, one of my favorite places in town, I got food poisoning there once, right? I didn't stop going.
I have gotten,
right. It took me a little bit to order that specific food item, but I was just like, there just had to be some small mistake. Right?
Sometimes it happens.
Look, you make yourself sick. That doesn't mean you quit cooking.
You just stop cooking colorful mushrooms.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I still do mushrooms.
Point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
You live on the wild side.
This is a weird one. A tick bite made a rancher allergic to her own cattle, and it's a worsening issue for farmers. Sharon Pennington comes from a long line of farming women. Early last year, she began experiencing anaphylaxis, a severe full-body allergic reaction that can lead to difficulties breathing, a sudden drop in blood pressure, and heart problems. That's the shock stuff.
Right.
Pennington began noticing these symptoms when working with orphan calves and nurse cows on Love Lake Iris Farm, which she owns and her husband do in north central Missouri.
That's why this is such a problem.
One cow calved, and she had too much milk. I was milking her and around all that fluid and just wondering, why in the world am I going to pass out or die? I don't know what's going on with me. Pennington was having frequent allergic reactions, but she could not identify what was causing them. There was one instance where she decided to sleep in her car after her husband cooked bacon, and it became difficult for her to breathe in the air. Another time, she couldn't figure out why she was panting and unable to catch her breath. For days after that, she discovered a cattle brush that had made it inside the house. At one point, she started having serious chest pains. Now, her allergic reactions got so bad, she wasn't able to work with her cattle anymore, which she said was heartbreaking. Days later...
Because you own a cattle farm, yeah.
Obviously, you have a passion for that. She went to the doctor, did a blood test, which came back positive for alpha-gal syndrome, which is an allergy to mammalian meats and byproducts, such as dairy and gelatin.
Jesus.
That comes with a bite of a Lone Star tick.
I wonder if that applies, because there's a lot of gelatin, like certain makeup products and stuff. Not even eating it, but just certain products.
Jell-O.
Right, Jell-O.
Jell-O.
Yeah.
Pennington has severe anaphylactic reactions when she comes into physical contact with livestock, which is a real problem when you are a cattle farmer. And she is not alone. Sean Cross, a researcher at the University of Nebraska Medical Center, recently completed a first-of-its-kind national survey on farmers and ranchers with diagnosed cases of alpha-gal. 201 farmers with alpha-gal who responded to the survey hailed from 28 different states. But the majority live in areas where the Lone Star tick, which is responsible for most of these cases, is common. Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. And I don't know if you guys remember me talking about my buddy Jeff. He lives in Raleigh, North Carolina, and he works for the water department there.
Yep.
One of the things that he needs to do is go to streams that feed the water sources and test the water and see what's in those waters. So he goes up the farthest tributaries he can. So sometimes some of those rivers, lakes go out of state.
Right. Okay.
So he's got to go to a different state just to see, like the Mississippi starts in Minnesota.
Minnesota, yeah.
All right.
So he's got to travel these tributaries and do a lot of hiking along these riverbanks. And he started getting severely ill from something. And it took 3 years for them to figure out that he was bitten by a tick.
Jeez.
And now he cannot eat beef, pork, lamb. What am I missing? There's one more. Basically, he can eat chicken and fish.
Right. Well, you said mammalian, right? So if it has four legs, he can't eat it.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
That's what mammalian means.
As in mammals.
Mammalian. Like a mammalian mammals.
All right. I'm just like, I'm glad you explained it. I had no idea.
You don't remember the Mammalian Man March?
It was for cows.
Yeah.
No comments.
Who wants to be a millionaire? You remember all this stuff?
I want to be a millionaire one day and win the lottery.
You can win $1 million.
So no mammals or seafood.
No, you can eat seafood. Seafood
mammals. But just chicken and seafood.
Chicken and seafood. Turkey. You can eat any kind of fowl.
I mean, I still think that's better.
You can eat grouse. You can eat all
then
that.
Then what?
Well,
I mean, because burgers are done. You can't get pepperoni on pizza.
You're lying.
The silver lining in this, he had
breakfast would be hard.
He had pretty bad cholesterol problem. Can't eat pig. So his cholesterol.
I'd lose chorizo, bro. I can't do that.
I had to lose it because of the heartburn.
I don't care.
I mean, his cholesterol level's gotten much better.
Could he eat bacon?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he can. Yeah.
Anytime. I'm just being selfish, trying to figure out what I'm going to eat for breakfast now.
Look, I could get cheese pizza, and that's fine, but every once in a while you want to switch it up, and I'm not going down the vegetable road, right? Pepperoni, it's gone. The sausage, gone.
You still got chicken wings.
You get chicken.
You still got fried chicken. Yeah. You still got barbecued chicken. You've got any kind of fish, and he does live in North Carolina, so there's a lot of fish there. But
right.
But every once in a while, I mean, look, just a little bit of meat, you can switch up your menu, right?
Yeah, but he was effed up for a long time. Like
it took them three years to figure it out.
They were running all these different tests because, they thought initially it was some type of bacterial thing that he contracted from a water source.
Mm-hmm.
So they had no idea what it was. I don't know how you get bit by a tick and don't know it unless the tick bites you and drops off. Because typically...
Right. I don't think it hurts, right? But the tick, right, it sits there until it gets fat.
And it burrows. So, I mean, you would think that you would notice that. It must have been in his scalp or someplace where he did. But you still wash your hair, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think you'd feel it.
I don't know how. I mean, my daughter had a tick on her, and I found it, within 12 hours.
My old dog had a big-ass tick on his ear. Took me a while to figure it out. I'm like, what is that?
Do we have ticks here?
I'm sure we do. I don't know if it's the Lone Star bird, the one that spreads.
Well, typically
they're
warmer
disease.
Weather, aren't they? I mean, insects in general. We have much less insect activity up here
because
of the weather and the cold. What do you think made you sick? 206-803-ROCK.
Someone says you never had chicken on pizza throw. I have.
The barbecue chicken pizza is great.
It is.
But it's a different type of pizza.
But that's my switch up. That's all I'm saying, right? Because that standard, I'm just going to get pepperoni or pepperoni and sausage.
Yep.
And every once in a while, I get the barbecue chicken, but it's kind of a treat because that's not my go-to. I think if I had to eat it all the time, like, well, I don't want it. You know what? I think I would eat a lot of Asian food, man. Give me the Kung Pao chicken, right?
Duck.
Where it says chicken on the Chinese menu, I will eat any of that, except chicken and broccoli. That's stupid. Too much broccoli.
That's some of the best broccoli. It's in that sauce.
Look.
Probably some of the unhealthiest, but it's great.
I don't disagree with you on that. If I had to eat broccoli, please put it in that sauce so I can stomach it. But it doesn't need to be there. It is too much.